Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. I hope you're ready to increase your revenue and destroy your competition. Now, here's Matt Steffen.
That is, of course, Metallica. Great rock band. We like two things here in Printed Marketing. We like good marketing, good rock. What we don't like is bad marketing and bad rock. We don't prefer it. We don't like it. We don't want it anywhere near our office here, right in the middle of beautiful Haddonfield, New Jersey. I hope you guys had a great weekend. You're about to have an even better week because today I'm going to teach you, first of all, the difference between Facebook advertising and pay-per-click advertising. Huge difference. And this difference is going to help you strategically guide your marketing efforts. Now, blah, 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 blah. What does that mean, man? Here's what that means. Let's take a look. Pay-per-click advertising is very simple. When you Google something, a Doyle Kennel in Bergen County, a law firm in South Jersey, whatever it is, you're looking for something, right? You're looking for something. You're seeking it out. And then you're going to see ads at the top of your Google search, your Bing, your Yahoo, whatever you're using to find what you're looking for online. Stuff, right? Now, those ads people pay for. Now, maybe you've done some pay-per-click advertising. Maybe you haven't. It's relatively easy. Google makes it as easy as, geniuses that write that algorithm can make it. But it is relatively easy. But here's the deal. People are looking for that stuff. So if you're paying for a pay-per-click ad, what you're doing is you're selling stuff for people looking for it. They're probably saying, well, Matt, what do you think? I'm stupid? Of course I know that. Well, here's the difference. Facebook advertising, for the most part, you're going to gauge to create demand, right? Create demand. All too often, I see people leveraging Facebook advertising, and they're treating it like pay-per-click advertising. They're treating it like people are looking for their product and service. Here's the deal. People go to search engines like Google for entertainment, products and services, and information. That's about it. People go to Facebook for socialization, information, and entertainment. Me, I spend about 20 minutes on Facebook a day. I'm friends with the leading thought leaders in New Jersey, above and beyond, nationally, great marketers, great business people, thought leaders, just the whole kit and caboodle. Now, I don't go there to buy products and services. No. It may lead me to buy products and services, and that's the point. You're creating demand on Facebook. But again, people are going to Facebook for socialization, information, and entertainment. Nobody's going to Facebook looking for a locksmith. Nobody's going to Google to start a conversation. You do one or the other. I need a product or service, I'm going to Google. I want to have fun with some of my good time buddies in the virtual world, I'm going to Facebook, MySpace, one of those other social media utilities. So here's what I want you to understand. With pay-per-click advertising, it's very simple. You're just going to get those keywords that people are typing in to find your particular business. Now, how you reach those keywords, I've written tons of stuff on it. Just Google keywords and Imprinsic, you're going to find tons of stuff on what I've written on keywords. I think I did a weekly radio show on keywords. Keywords are very simple to develop. You just have to do them right. But here's the thing with keywords. They're going to evolve. They're going to change. The market changes. People's language, vernacular changes over time. So your keywords, they're going to evolve. You're rarely going to start with keywords and be using those keywords 5-10 years later. Keep your ear to the grindstone. And you should continuously be adding keywords to your website and your pay-per-click campaigns as your web presence grows. The idea is to build online real estate, right? If you had the option of building a shop, say you didn't have to pay any rent on these shops, and would you rather one shop or 50 shops or 100 shops or 1,000 shops? Guess what? However many shops you want online is a function of you and how much you choose to write or how much you choose not to write. If you want to, hire a competent marketing agency like Imprinsic to do it for you, maybe even a less competent agency. Get a writer. If you're a good writer, do it yourself. Perhaps your husband, perhaps your wife, whatever. Get somebody to write that content. Make sure it's at least about 700 words. If you could do it in 300 or less, that's fine. Just make sure it's valuable. Make sure it's got that keyword in it. And make sure you're recommending great stuff, great valuable information to your target market. But pay-per-click advertising, again, specifically, have a great stable of keywords you're going to target. Make sure they're high value, high volume. Now let's get back to Facebook. Again, people are going there for socialization, information, and entertainment. They're not going there to buy your product. So what do you do? So say you're a locksmith, right? So what's a good campaign to run for a locksmith? Well, let's see. I'd say, again, you're doing it on Facebook, and you want to create demand. Well, there's not going to be a demand for people being locked out of their house. Forget about that. You're not going to say, oh, you're locked out of your house? Guess what? If I'm locked out of my house, I'm calling my neighbor, I'm calling my friend with the key, I'm calling my girlfriend, I'm calling a locksmith. The last thing I'm doing is going on Facebook. So how can we create demand? Very simple. Find what product you have that a good portion of your target market needs but hasn't thought to contact you. So, for example, if you are a locksmith, it's very simple. People move into houses all the time. When I moved into my first house, we had the keys, and we didn't get rekeyed. We kept the same keys. Now, God only knows how many people had a key to our house. Contractors, crazy ex-lovers of the ex-owners, real estate people, dog walkers, who knows, had that key. I didn't think of it. But, at that time, we didn't have Facebook, only Harvard did. But if I'd gone on Facebook and I'd seen an ad, who has a key to your house? Recently moved into your house, who has a key to your house? That would have caught my attention. That would have tickled my fancy. That would have got me up. That would have motivated me to pick up the phone and call the locksmith. And now you just created business for yourself. Now, that's a locksmith. You do something differently. But again, the trick for Facebook advertising, again, is find the need. Find what portion of your product, what portion of your services your target market needs but hasn't realized they need it, right? Or maybe they need it and they're putting it off. How many times do you have to go to the bathroom and you put it off? If you're on Facebook and you have to go to the bathroom, and say, you have to go to the bathroom, go now, and you could click a button. I know that's a strange analogy, but think about it. We all have to go to the bathroom in one way or the other. Some of us need new keys. Some of us need to find a good dog kennel for a dog, and we're going away in a week. Some of us need to buy new suits. Some of us need recommendations for great books. Some of us need Mother's Day ideas. You know, the bottom line is we rarely want to wait to the last minute to make these buying decisions. So if you were a business, if you're going B2C, even if you're going B2B, create that demand. Again, I wrote a bunch of stuff on how to create demand. I'll do a marketing radio show very soon on it. I'm very good at it. Teach you guys all about it. It's critical. But again, the Facebook ad is going to be critical. You have to create demand. Now, how do you do this? A really good headline. Use a really good headline. The headline should do a few things. Number one, it should get their attention. If it doesn't get their attention, it's not going to work. So if I'm in a crowd of people and I'm screaming, "Hey, Mike, hey, Mike," I mean, people are going to turn around, right? Only the people whose name is Mike. So you have to speak to the person. Find out what you could scream in a crowd to attract your target market. So once you know that, you can scream that, you can get their attention, and then drive their curiosity, stroke their fears a little bit. Hey, if you have a product that can alleviate their fears, that can help them, that can protect them, that can provide additional security, don't be afraid to milk that a little bit. Sometimes we have to do that. Don't ever hold power over your customer. Don't use deadlines. Don't use stupid things like that. I hate that stuff. Don't try to get power over your customer, but make them aware. Educate them. I hope you guys are writing this down. This is some really good stuff. So let's move on. Targeting. Facebook is notorious at being able to assist you in targeting your target market. I know that came out funny. Trust me, I'm well aware. The point is this. People complain about Facebook invading their privacy and this, that, and the other thing, but it's really useful in the advertising side. When you have to run an ad and you want to find mothers in their 30s who are newly single, who have two kids, and have a crappy car that needs an oil change. If you need to find somebody like that, you know, marketers like me, other competent marketers out there, we can really, really gauge a Facebook ad and target those people directly. There's tricks. You have to understand there's tricks. So learn those tricks. Really think hard. Spend a few hours about thinking, okay, this is who I'm targeting. Let's go back to my example. We're talking about, locksmiths. And they're targeting people who just bought a house. So most likely, how are you going to find these people? Well, they probably recently looked at real estate, right? Because you have to understand that if they're going to contact a locksmith for this need, they're going to care about their security. So they probably already liked a couple local police municipality pages, right? So that's another way you could target them. How about they have kids? I know single people, especially single men, and I would say target females, not necessarily men, for this ad specifically. If you're a locksmith, you're getting gold out there. If you're not, I apologize. You know, send me an email and I'll try to do your business specifically in my next marketing radio show. However, for this example, again, you're going to be targeting probably women because men most likely can, at least will go out and try to install a lock. Not that women won't, but on average, men probably will and women probably won't. If that offends you, I apologize. Call me a sexist. I don't care. I'm a marketer. My job is reality, not fantasy. Okay? I live this every day and you do too. So jump in the pool. It's warm. We'll swim around. We'll have a good time. Let's get back to my example. So once again, you want to target your customers best you can. So take a look at all the different options that Facebook gives you. You're going to see when you run a pay-per-click ad, they're going to give you all these different options of who you want to target. And you know what I'd say the best way is? Check out who you normally serve. Who do you normally serve? What's their age? What's their gender? What's their height? What do they like? What's their nationality, ethnicity, religion, so on and so forth? More importantly, who do you want to serve? Who's your ideal customer? Those are the people you should be targeting. Spend time targeting them. Get 10,000 impressions with those people, you're going to increase your revenue and dominate your competition. I'm Matt Steffen. This has been the world's greatest marketing radio show. I hope you guys have a great week. Listen, you call me if you have any questions about your marketing. I'm going to help you. I'm going to increase your revenue, dominate your competition. I'm sick of them, right? I bet you are too. Anyway, have a great week, guys. Call me if you need any help. 856-888-2822. That's 856-888-2822. Have a great week, guys. Bye-bye.
Greatest marketing radio show, often imitated, never equaled.